You're listening to This is Yoga Therapy. I'm your host, Michelle Lawrence, and I've had the opportunity to interview many of those who are making a difference at the intersections of yoga and health. And I'm here to share with you their stories and conversations. Thanks for listening. In today's episode, I was joined by Marita Greenidge and Kelly Froyo. Marita and Kelly both work with the IAYT, or the International Association of Yoga Therapists. And we're here today, we're back again to talk about this year's symposium on yoga therapy and research, which is known as SITAR. And that is an annual conference presented by the IAYT. Last year, I had these two on and we spoke about it then, but we're here to talk about this year's conference now, which will be June 20th to 22nd in Scottsdale, Arizona. And it will include keynotes, workshops, roundtables, networking opportunities, and many other sessions. So great to have you back, Kelly and Marita. Welcome and thank you for being here.
Thank you, Michelle. It's such an honor to be here again.
Yes, thank you.
Wonderful. Well, when I interviewed you last year and you shared a little bit about yourself and your individual roles with the IAYT, I thought that was helpful context. So let's do that again. Marita, maybe you can go first and then Kelly, just tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do specifically with the IAYT.
Okay, thank you. So I am IAYT's Marketing and Communications Manager. And I would have started that role in May 2022. My time fly. I am based in Barbados, so it is a remote role. I am a yoga instructor and very happy to say a yoga therapist in training with Inner Peace. So actually with Michelle's program. And I am absolutely loving that program. My role at IAYT, I create and execute the marketing strategy. And that includes communicating with our membership, so all of IAYT members, and just providing useful tools, giving everyone information on developments within IAYT and how we are actually working together to advance yoga therapy. So I'm the one putting together the newsletter, doing the social media strategy, and working with my social media specialist to get that information out there. And I also communicate with external groups, helping people to understand what is yoga therapy, the benefits of yoga therapy, and really advancing yoga therapy in the world. And I also market IAYT events. So hence why we're here talking about SITAR. And that's me in a nutshell.
That's great, Marita. And it's wonderful having you as a student in Inner Peace, which is something that occurred over the last year since we spoke. Yes. And I'm just grateful that you have this role with the IAYT as well. And I know last year's conference was a really big success. And I would imagine and expect that that is in part due to many of the marketing efforts that you have put forward. So thanks for all that you do. What about you, Kelly?
Hi, Michelle. I am IAYT's membership coordinator. I was certified as a CIAYT in 2017, so I'm a yoga therapist as well. I joined with the certification team in 2018 and was involved in the early days of the approved professional development program and the very first CIAYT recertification cycle. And then moved into my membership role in 2021. I live in the Pacific Northwest in Tacoma, Washington, with my two young boys that keep me busy. I do a bunch of different things with IAYT. One of the most rewarding things I do is supporting the members. I field a lot of the questions that come in about, you know, random things like navigating the website or accessing online publications. Some of the more visible things that I do are serving as the staff liaison to the member schools committee and helping them facilitate their town hall meetings for schools. Also, I facilitate the up-and-coming Yoga Therapist Sangha, which is a forum to bring together students and those new to the yoga therapy profession in conversation to network and learn how we can support each other, how people are just getting started in the business. That's one of the really most inspiring things about my work is I get to see all of these wonderful ways in which yoga therapists are working in their communities. And it's amazing. And I also get to do things, fun things like this with Marita and going on social media lives to have another layer of interaction with IOIT's members.
That's a lot. Thank you, Kelly, for all that you do as well. And I can relate as a program director, as a school director. I think one of the most inspiring parts of my job too is to see what the graduates are doing out there in the world, in their communities and at large as yoga therapists and all the many lives that they're impacting. So I know that's just one aspect of what you do, but it is really rewarding work. And I appreciate all that both of you do. So let's talk a little bit about the conference. So maybe you can just kind of clarify and confirm when and where it is, and what is the purpose of the event. Let's kind of talk more general at first, and then maybe even how long has this conference been going on? I've been to some of them and dating back a while ago, but I know it started happening before I even started going. Who wants to take that one first?
I'll take that one.
Go ahead, Marita.
So sitar, and you would have mentioned the name. I like to say it again, because sometimes people hear sitar and they think S-I-T-A-R. So it's S-Y-T-A-R, the Symposium on Yoga Therapy and Research. And it's an annual conference organized by the International Association of Yoga Therapists, IAYT. And each year, sitar serves to bring together professionals, enthusiasts, and experts in the field of yoga therapy to share knowledge and just foster collaboration. It's really crucial for sharing research findings and advancing the understanding and application of yoga therapy within that therapeutic context. And it really provides a space to allow experts to exchange ideas, methodologies, best practices, so that we can all come together to advance yoga therapy as a recognized health profession. The first sitar was held in Los Angeles in 2007 and had 800 attendees. So that was the first one. This one is actually going to be the 16th conference because we didn't have one in 2020. And this one is going to be in Scottsdale, Arizona from June 20th to June 22nd. Our attendees, you can expect a whole range of presentations and discussions, all aimed at advancing yoga therapy and the application of yoga as a therapeutic modality. And it's really a staple in the IAYT calendar and has been so consistently for many years. And it's vital to promoting evidence-based practices and maintaining this high standard of education and helping people with their continued professional development. So overall, it's a space to understand how to apply yoga theories in real world practical settings. And that's important that we like to mention that because we do have SIR, which is the Symposium on Yoga Research. And that is all about the research, but this is almost taking the research and understanding how do I apply it in practice. So we do have like the latest advances, but it's really working together to show how we actually implement these in a practical setting. So as I said, it's great for professional development, but there's also restoration and rejuvenation because we always try to find really cool locations with lots of activities for our members and all attendees to do around there. We have our exhibitors as well, so people can find out about cool tools that are available to the yoga practitioner. And we have our bookstore and we have our morning practices. So it's really a blend. You get your professional development, you get your rest and rejuvenation. You really get to connect with everyone. I get to see everyone sometimes. You're chatting all the way, you're doing remote work, you're chatting, and like, you know, it's good to see everyone, you know, in person. So it facilitates that. And for me, it's going to be really quite special since I'm in a program. You know, and one of the things we talk about in our program is like consistently, you know, getting together. You would know, Michelle, we kind of forged our little thing even outside there so that we can chat. So that community is very important. And one of the people for the program might be there as well. Maybe some of the others, but I know for sure one is. And I can't wait to see them. So this means something even more, I get to see my colleagues, but also know my other colleagues in my program. So this is what this is all about, to learn and develop, but also for community.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. And you just really, I think, painted a picture so well of what the conference experience is like. And I'm also appreciative that you delineated between CITAR and SYR, the research event that happens in the fall, totally separate. But this is like taking the actual work of yoga therapy and showcasing it in a lot of different ways. Do you want to say any more about that, Kelly? Or do you think that that is pretty well covered by Marita?
I think Marita did a great job covering it. I would just really underscore the community aspect and the coming together. That is always just a really special part. Seeing people that you might only see every couple of years and reconnecting and making new friends as well. It's really just the networking is so important.
Great. So let's talk a little more specifically now about this year's conference. So share with us what the theme of this year's conference is, because I know each year has a different theme. Obviously, there's unique keynote presenters this year too. So who are they? And maybe what else is special about this year's event? You want to take that one, Kelly?
Sure. So, you know, CITAR is really a representation of the current and evolving state of yoga therapy, which includes this whole movement to gain greater recognition in the public and in healthcare settings, while also honoring yoga's rich history and tradition and ancient wisdom. So we've kind of gotten away from having a really like strict theme. And the, you know, CITAR is really about tailoring your experience. So it's a multi-track format. So there are concurrent sessions that are going on, and you can look through the schedule and really pick and choose what topics interest you the most. And, you know, there are sessions covering the breadth and depth of all aspects of yoga therapy. So whether you're passionate about specific therapeutic applications or research or whatever, you can find topics in this flexible approach that can let you craft a personalized journey through the conference. The keynote presenters that we have this year are really interesting. Our keynote speakers weave together yoga and bringing that into modern medicine and accessible in our culture these days. So the first keynote is Ganesh Mohan, who is a very revered figure in the world of yoga and yoga therapy, with roots in tradition extending deep into traditional Indian yoga. And Dr. Mohan is trained in both modern medicine and in Ayurveda. His work focuses on the application of self-care for health and well-being in chronic conditions and lifestyle diseases. His keynote this year is titled Yoga Therapy from Tradition to the Future in the 21st Century. And in this speech, he's going to take us through an exploration of how age-old yoga principles can seamlessly integrate into modern science and technology. So this kind of is demonstrating the trajectory of yoga therapy and the transformative potential it holds for the future of holistic well-being, because that's really the way that the trends that we're seeing in healthcare is, you know, healthcare is realizing this kind of missing link between fixing a problem and really treating and addressing the patient as a whole. And yoga does that so well. Our second keynote speaker is Chanda Hinton, and Chanda is the executive director of the Chanda Center for Health and Chanda Plan Foundation. She's actually based in Colorado, in Denver, not too far from you, Michelle, and her foundation advocates for access to holistic, collaborative, and accessible healthcare programs for people with physical disabilities. Chanda's keynote is titled One Woman's Fight for Health Equity, and she's going to share her personal journey in healing from a childhood spinal cord injury, which became a catalyst for her mission to break these barriers and fight for equal access to health and wellness. So I'm sure, you know, we're all going to be really inspired and moved as we hear Chanda's really, really personal tale and how that unfolded, proving that wellness modalities like yoga have the power to ignite social change and pave the way for a more inclusive and compassionate world. So we're really excited for both of these keynotes. And they both have kind of different perspectives, but equally powerful messages.
Yeah, I'm excited for that too. It's interesting. I'm familiar with Dr. Mohan and his work. And Chanda, I did not know, and I was looking at the conference schedule and the keynotes, and I was surprised to learn that she's in Colorado as well, although not too close to where I live. About 7 hours Denver is from me, but same state. And because of that, I was surprised. And so I'm definitely curious to learn more about her and the work that she does. And that was great. Anything you want to add, Marita, to unique aspects of this year's conference?
Yeah. So the great thing about Sitar is each year, you know, we're evolving to incorporate the latest developments in the field of yoga therapy. And we have been listening to what people have said to us. You know, we get this feedback all the time about people want more opportunities to interact and connect. So we've built in our roundtables. I'll tell you a little bit more about that as well. And we have extended tea breaks to allow for this mingling between sessions. So again, every time we finish the conference, we make sure we get feedback. We listen to what people are saying because we're always thinking, how can we make this better the next year? So our roundtable discussions, this is new for this year, and they're going to offer deep content dives into community building interactions. So each of the four rooms are going to focus on a different topic, and they're going to be guided by expert leaders across the field of yoga therapy practice. So the first one, the therapeutic relationship facilitating spiritual exploration, collaborative care teams delivering accessible, appropriate yoga in integrative settings, working with children and teens, mentoring, building the next generation of yoga professionals, supporting us all. So this will be pretty cool. You know, you get the opportunity to just have like this discussion, and sometimes we just want that, right? One of the really exciting things for us as well is that we're going to have an open mic night on Saturday. So Saturday is when we have our big dinner, and this time we're inviting persons to submit their performance request. There will be a form. We're going to release that soon where you can say, okay, I want to perform. And it's an opportunity to, this I think will allow us to build relationships on a different level, because when you see someone who comes, you know, in their normal professional setting, and then you see them doing something, you know, they sing, they dance, you're like, oh my gosh, I didn't know that you can do that. Or maybe you realize, wait, I do the same thing that you do. It helps to build relationships on a completely different level. So we think that this will be quite a lot of fun. We had tried this when everything went fully online during that time of COVID, and people loved it so much. We thought, well, let's now bring it back in person. You get to experience this in person. And then we are continuing our commitment to accessibility. So we will be video recording the keynotes and the general sessions, and we'll be audio recording the afternoon sessions, and we'll be making those available for sale after the conference. It's not going to be a hybrid conference, but we want to make sure that everyone has access. We know everyone can't make it there. So we're trying to make sure that we can provide greater accessibility, and there will be opportunities to earn CE credits as well. So those are the main things. I don't think I'm missing anything, right, Kelly? I think I hit like the key things. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
That sounds really fun. Yeah. I love the open mic part of it too. That's awesome. Who's the conference for? Like, if you're a marketing person, Marita, Kelly, you know your audience too. Like, who's the target audience for this event? Is it those fully established in yoga therapy, those curious, all of the above? Who am I forgetting? Right? Tell us who this event is for.
It's really for anyone with an interest in yoga therapy, and that includes, you know, seasoned yoga therapists, yoga teachers who may be curious about advancing their career and moving into yoga therapy. Also for healthcare professionals who have an interest in yoga and incorporating yoga techniques into their practice, yoga researchers, anyone who wants to foster interdisciplinary collaboration with yoga therapists. and gain an understanding of the bridge between ancient wisdom and modern healthcare practices. So, you know, whether you've been there before or are just interested in learning what it's about, I would say come and check it out. It's really fun. There are yoga practices in the morning for anyone, any yoga level. You know, you'll learn a lot and you'll make a lot of friends.
Do you want to say any more, Marita?
I think that Kelly pretty much covered it. I mean, the overall summary, and I guess I'll just be saying pretty much like what Kelly said, really. But I mean, if you have an interest in yoga, one of the things that I was told earlier on, before I knew anything really about IAYT, and I was just trying to figure out like, okay, what would be my next step or how do I advance my knowledge? I wanted to work within a framework to help me advance because I'm very much about professional development and I know things develop every year. So it's like, where can I go? And I kind of stumbled on IAYT. And one of the things, I don't know if I had reached out to someone, but or maybe it was on the website or something, but it was like, Sitar is a great place to help you decide on which program you might want to enter. Like I learned about yoga and I said, this is what I want to do. And I actually, it's so funny because at that online Sitar, because I signed up for that, I mean, COVID has good things and bad things. It made everything go online. So then it made it accessible for me in Barbados at that point in time to actually go. And I remember they were having breakout rooms for people. I ended up talking to you, Michelle, because I was always interested in inner peace from long ago. So I was in a breakout session to learn more about your program. And that was in 2021. And here I started your program in 2023. I mean, it took some time, but then we went through this whole process of like programs being allowed to go fully online and maintain that, again, creating further accessibility for me. So that's one of the great aspects of as well. Because if you're trying to figure out as a yoga instructor and you have an interest in yoga therapy, this is a great place to connect and talk to people. Most of these people would have been in programs. They can advise you. Maybe some of the program directors will be there. So you get to hear and figure out which program is ideal for you.
Yeah. And it's good to know that that paid off too, right? For us to participate as a school. Yeah. To attract you into our program. That's awesome. So anything else either one of you wants to say about the upcoming event? I'm sure there's some deadlines coming up for registration or maybe early bird registration too. Feel free to share all that. Of course, I'll include the link in the show notes so folks can go directly there to read and register as well.
Sure thing. You can register by visiting sitar.org. That's sitar.org. And click on register. The tuition is $499 for IAYT members and $599 for non-members. So if you're curious, I would say join as a member, get that discount because the discount is going to be more than your first year of membership and you'll get a whole bunch of other good things with your membership. It is early bird registration right now through May 21st. So register before then because the prices are going to go up by $100 on May 22nd. There is a nominal cost of $25 for the banquet on Saturday night, but it really is a great value because there is an amazing spread that is in the works that we're planning. It's always just really delicious, really fun. And we try to accommodate all types of dietary restrictions and palates, no matter what you like. It is in Scottsdale, Arizona. So there are, you know, you can check out the desert landscape. There is, I've actually never been to Scottsdale, but I've been reading up about it. And supposedly there is a really cool art scene there with galleries and boutiques nearby. So, you know, we're really excited to be at this new location this year.
I really have a date to go, like, was it hiking or to go on the art scene or both?
We'll see what we have time for, but ideally some nice, fun, connecting time doing that sounds lovely to me. That sounds right up my alley.
That's
Marita,
great.
Do you want to tell us about the tuition assistance that's available?
Yeah, so this is actually important. So we do offer tuition assistance where you can save up to 50% 5%. And this is offered to PGM, so that's persons of the global majority, and that makes up more than 80% of the world's population who is Black, Indigenous, or persons of color. So it encompasses that term BIPOC. Attendees from countries identified as low or middle income by the World Bank can also receive assistance. Students in accredited programs can also get assistance, and program directors can also, yeah, you can save. So students and program directors can save $100. And that is $100 also off the, so the early bird is already $100 off, and you can get an additional $100 off as a program director and a student. So that I think is like key as well. So we are committed to expanding our professional community, but we always ask people to please be mindful that we are a nonprofit association, and we are trying to make yoga therapy education accessible to as many people as possible. And we are committed to fair pay and for our presenters and their time and knowledge. So we say all of that against that backdrop so that when people are requesting assistance, to just consider their privilege. If you are in a position, because of your economic status, you're in a position to pay, you know, we ask you to do that. But if you know that you want to be a part of this and your financial situation does not accommodate, reach out to us. You can reach out to Deborah Krajewski. I always get Deborah's last name incorrect.
Deborah Krajewski. Her address is debrak@iayt.org. She is responsible for conference planning.
Yeah. Right. You may have to edit that part out. I have a little list. People don't realize I do. So sometimes my tongue doesn't go in the right place for the correct pronunciations. So yeah, if you do require tuition assistance, please reach out to Deborah or reach out to us via Contact Us, and we will try to facilitate and accommodate as best we can.
That's great to know. Wonderful. Well, there was just a lot of information shared there that I hope inspires and excites our listeners, and good luck with the upcoming event.
Thank you. Thank you. This was really awesome. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your podcast again this year.
Yes, thank you. And we hope to see lots of friends, both old and new, at this year's Sitar conference.
If you'd like to learn more about who we are and what we do, visit us at innerpeaceyogatherapy.com.